This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 3rd July, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, across Israel, the weather is pleasant with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. In Haifa, expect a mild breeze, making it a lovely day to enjoy the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, just in, the U.S. reportedly warned Iran during talks that Israel might attempt to assassinate its top negotiators. Also, from JNS, earlier today, a UN Commission chair cited the IDF's presence as a basis for alleged deliberate targeting of Gazan children. Also this hour, from Ynet, reporting earlier today, the U.S. feared Israel would target key Iranian negotiators during peace talks. Separately, from Forward, Jewish groups are planning to protest the expected arrival of Itamar Ben-Gvir in New York City. And finally, from JTA, despite the protests, Israeli and UN officials indicate that Ben-Gvir has no plans to travel to New York at this time. Reaction has been swift on social media. Honest Reporting, an organization focused on media accountability, posted just minutes ago that CPJ removed 20 names from a list of journalists killed in Gaza after a review revealed some were involved in combat. Ihab Hassan, a commentator on Middle Eastern affairs, writing just now, condemned the lack of outrage over a Palestinian activist's torture by Hamas militias. From Al Arabiya English, earlier today, Asher Fredman argues that as long as Hamas remains committed to attacking Israel, withdrawal from Gaza is not viable. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S. warning to Iran, the Times of Israel reports that during indirect talks, the U.S. expressed concerns that Israel might target Iranian officials like Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf and Abbas Araghchi. This warning underscores the tensions and high stakes involved in the negotiations. The implications for these peace talks could be significant, affecting future diplomatic efforts. Turning to the UN Commission's findings, JNS reports that the chair highlighted the IDF's presence in Gaza as a factor in alleged targeting of children. This accusation adds to the ongoing scrutiny of military actions in conflict zones. The potential impact could influence international perceptions of the IDF's operations. Meanwhile, the New York Times, cited by Ynet, echoes concerns about Israel's actions during negotiations. The fear of targeting Iranian figures suggests a deep mistrust between Israel and Iran during these discussions. The broader consequence could strain U.S.-Israel relations if such fears persist. In New York, Jewish groups are organizing protests against Ben-Gvir's possible arrival, as reported by Forward. This reaction reflects the controversial nature of his political stance and its reception abroad. The social and political implications are significant, especially with international Jewish communities. Finally, JTA notes that despite protest plans, there are no current arrangements for Ben-Gvir to visit New York. This uncertainty leaves room for speculation and tension among those awaiting his decision. The outcome may affect his international standing and relations with Jewish communities. On the economic front, first, from CTEC, Israel successfully tested the integration of Iron Dome and Iron Beam systems, enhancing its air defense capabilities against various threats. Separately, Ynet Business reports that NVIDIA's activities have notably influenced Israel's economic data, raising exports and GDP, though questions about sustainability remain. And finally, from Israel Hayom Business, the Ministry of Finance has unveiled a 1.6 billion shekel plan to bolster the high-tech industry, aiming to counteract the strong shekel's impact. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 8 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.